Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We got a great show here today. We've got the guys from Right on Bracket. Now, how these guys, I found them. I'm like, I need a Made in America floating shelf for my kitchen because I just didn't have time to build one. Then I realized that their office is like half a mile or nuts, and I'm a couple miles away from my house. So we've got AJ and Pete on the line. Welcome to Around the House, guys.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's get, you guys on here. Just why don't you guys introduce yourself real quick and kind of what you do, and that way people can put the voice to the name.
Perfect. I'll start out. My name is Pete. I met Andy or AJ here out here in Portland a handful of years ago. And I was born in Houston, Texas, moved up here to the Northwest, been living in Portland for come up on 10 years now. And we'll talk about, I guess, how we started this company, but you know, we're really excited. It's been around for about, we've come up on 3 years, actually. Our 3-year anniversary is next month, or actually, ooh, it's already February this month.
Sheesh.
And, yeah, things are going pretty good.
Nice. And, AJ, you jumped in this as well, huh?
Yeah, I moved up to Portland after some work in the oil field about 5 years ago. I linked up with Pete at an old job of ours, seemed to vibe. And it just kind of turned into, I don't know, we were just looking for just ways to, I don't know, to diversify, like to deliver American-made products in the U.S. And I noticed it was just like one day we were like looking for stuff online to put up in our apartments. And it was just like, hey, we can't really just find things in Home Depot. And sooner or later, it just turned out like, let's just make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I found you guys because, you know, there's, here's the thing. I also, you guys do a lot of other things besides floating shelves, but just in the floating shelf world is kind of how I found you guys. And I was looking around. I'm like, man, I got to come up with something here because, you know, spread thin as I am, I just didn't have time to take that project on. And I wanted something sturdy. I didn't want the, you know, cardboard stuff that comes over from the put-together store. And I'm just going to leave it that because I don't like talking bad about people. But you know, those are great for putting light things up on the wall, but if you actually want to put something on it, it's going to come down. And man, I mean, my wife's got her dishes on this and it doesn't move at all. And well done on making a floating shelf kit. And it's beautiful.
Oh, appreciate it. No, I'm glad you like it. I saw that one photo and it looks like it turned out pretty good. And you know, you really kind of hit it there. You know, everything we do, from shelving brackets to mantle brackets to countertops, we're doing it. We have plans to expand even to more things, but really the backbone of everything we do is make sure that it's sturdy, it is heavy duty. You can throw pretty much anything on it. And that's where we, as a company kind of where we want to be set, is making sure that So if someone's going to use our product, that it's going to last a lifetime. And like you said, everything's here made in the States. You have a partner in our shop who's been doing this for a long, long time. And quality comes first. That's the thing. You know, we try to be price competitive, but, you know, quality over price is our kind of thing.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, I've spent the last 30 years as a kitchen and bath designer, so I can't tell you the thousands of countertops that I've had to design that needed, you know, and I can't tell you how many steel fabrication shops I've called going, I need a bracket like this because nobody made them. And then I go on your website and I'm like, oh yeah, there's that bracket right there. Yeah, that's the one I needed, you know? And I mean, I ran into the same boat that you guys did. It's like, okay, you know, there's different types of brackets you need for different applications. You know, maybe it's a shelf bracket that you're going to put in and use for a, you know, you're going to build into a bar top so you can have that overhang. So, you know, people can actually use it and not worry about somebody sitting up on the bar and knocking everything down. And you guys have all that stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of where Andy and I both have a lot of experience with. I grew up working in a hardware store. Andy worked in the oil fields, and you know, his folks have built a lot of stuff in the past. And you know, we just kind of came together and we knew we want to start our own business. So we wanted to work together, and it was kind of finding the right place. And he said, hey, we both have a lot of experience with hardware, and home improvement. So let's dive into that. We kind of found a hole in the market, found something really, we really like to do, and just kind of rolled with it. And here we are today talking to you.
Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, one little detail that I caught that I loved is that, and just from installing this thing, that I realized that you guys use a heavy grade steel, but it's soft enough that when I needed to drill a hole to put in for a weird stud location, that I could get through it easily without having to go, where's that carbide special bit for doing hardened steel? That it was soft enough to drill through, but hard enough to hold the shelf up.
Yeah. And, we use to get into specifics, you know, we use a cold rolled steel, or excuse me, a hot rolled steel, where it's going to be strong enough. We get that question a lot, and it's just a hot rolled or cold rolled. You know, cold rolled is obviously stronger, but, you know, how strong do you really need when you're putting shelves up, you know?
Right?
Cold rolled still pretty damn strong.
You're not parking an F-250 up there. I mean.
You never know.
True.
We've had some crazy projects, so we've you're right, though. You know, for us, you know, when we're drilling our holes, it's not too difficult. But if someone else needs to toss an extra hole in there to hit their stud just right, you know, it's just going to take your average drill bit to get right through.
Yeah, it's not something crazy. And that was my first thing. I was like, oh, no, these guys overbuild this stuff. And I like that. But how far did they overbuild this? Did they do like I do when I overbuild stuff and go, ah, that was a great idea, but now I got to machine it. You know,
right?
So, you know, and it's just well made, and you guys have some stuff too that I thought was cool that I haven't had an application in my house with, but even I love that floating mantle bracket that you guys have. That thing is like built stout.
No, I love that product too, and actually I recently installed a mantle. Some of the photos on our website are from my folks' house. They were putting in a mantle and not too long ago, and we used that for that product, and it's very similar to that the shelf kit you have, the bars or dowels that go into the shelf. Same thing applies to the mantle, or instead you put it right on the side of that stud. I mean, that thing ain't going anywhere.
No.
And we kind of we get questions about the weight capacity all the time. Like, well, you know, that stud's going to break before the bracket, so you know that's go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you break the 2x4, then you're clearly overloading everything. So I don't know what you're going to put up on there, but you're good. It is,
yeah.
But you can't say it's not going to break because someone's going to go out and try to prove you wrong. So it's just, it's a tough situation. I get it as a manufacturer because, you know, there are limits, but it's, you got to be reasonable too.
Absolutely.
So you guys do a great job with this stuff. And I just wanted to say that because, you know, and you guys have a great website too that's pretty easy, and that's rightonbracket.com. So if anybody's listening right now that wants to follow along, you can head over to the website and take a peek as we're talking about this.
Yeah, that's where Andy came in, or AJ, excuse me. AJ's kind of the guy who put this all together. You know, I went to school for marketing way back when. I like to kind of do that part of the business. But AJ here, he's kind of the brains behind the operation, and that's where we make a good team here. Is he's got another website, new website in the works, and we're really excited about coming out. And you know, he's the captain of that ship.
Nice. Yeah, the website, you know, and sometimes, you know, as a consumer, you get into people's websites and you're like, wow, they made this way too complex. But I'm trying to click on 32 pictures to even see if it's the right one. But you guys have done a great job with that. So it's easy to navigate, and I can get to right where I'm looking for in that. And one thing that I think it's kind of cool that you guys came up with is your tiered shelf brackets.
Oh yeah,
go ahead, Andrew.
Sure. Yeah, we're still trying to flush out a couple different like ways to add up marketing material, because we get a lot of questions about those brackets through the website, and I feel like whenever you're creating like trying to get something listed on the website, you got to let the users kind of ask the questions to influence your marketing material to get all the questions answered.
Yep.
But they're very robust. I've seen them used in applications where it's like either from garages to pantries to a little bit more specific custom applications.
Mm-hmm.
So like we have different sizes and different tiers from 8, 10, and 12 inch in depth, all the way to from 1 to 5 tiers going, you know, spanning vertically. So you can really, really get a very custom design. So if you have like a pantry wall or a garage wall that is not exactly just a, you know, rectangular plane,
mm-hmm.
You can definitely custom fit to your application.
Nice.
And kind of a little bit of a look ahead, what we're working on is what we sent you, that floating shelf kit. We're thinking about or talking about doing a tiered shelf kit where we send multiple shelves on those tiered brackets. And we're still running some tests on those, making sure that, you know, what we like or looks good. And I think you'd really like that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you guys just, you know, it's cool. And it's fun that when I find somebody that is one local to me, at least, but you guys ship all across the country. So it doesn't really matter for anybody else out there. But what I think is cool is, I mean, I tell you what, as every kitchen designer out there should be writing this down, because you have those brackets in your countertop brackets that nobody else is making out there. And every single granite supplier needs them. You know, every fabricator does. And so, you know, they're all dealing with the local, you know, welding shop and trying to have something made, and you guys have them on the shelf and that's ready to go. I like that.
Well, I was listening to you earlier too. And, you were mentioning tech, you know, how important, not for any fabricator, contractor, the crew they have should have really high grade computers, good tech,
mm-hmm.
Their website should be hot ahead of the game, that kind of idea. And that's what we really try to do. You know, we could, you know, be a shop out here in Oregon and deal with our local market, but with e-commerce and kind of where we're going in that space, we can target anyone around the country.
Yeah, that's the great part. And you know, it's, you guys are quick too. I mean, it seems like you guys get after it, and it's not the 6 to 8 week lead time that you see with many products out there.
Oh no. If someone orders something off our website, it's pretty typical of what we make. It goes out either that day or the day after. You know, if it's something a little more custom, or, you know, they're ordering sometimes 50 or 100 of them for a bigger project, you know, it'll take us a couple of days, but we can get it right out the door.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, guys, what do you see in the future for you guys? I mean, you guys are taking off with this stuff, I'm sure, but are you guys just going to keep going out in the bracket? There's so many things you guys can be doing with this stuff, and I love it.
Well, yeah. He's the idea machine.
No kidding.
Yeah, there's a couple things. We're thinking maybe going into maybe the furniture market, possibly even to more of like the hardware, and not necessarily bracket, but like finished hardware for, you know, cabinets and doors, hinges and stuff like that. Just, again, we're trying to supply American-made parts, quality-made parts efficiently, to people that need them. So, I mean, there's a lot of avenues you can go down, but I think right now the nearest couple of new products you can probably be rolling out would definitely be in the furniture market.
Nice. You know, one thing I could see you guys doing that would be cool, and I'm just going to throw this out there for the and we haven't talked about it, but there is a need out there for a floating bench type bracket for a shower system.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could have a teak shelf, you know what I mean, that you could put on as a just hang off the wall. That would be really cool. That you could do that. You know, of course, that could be sealed off, or at least, you know, where they could tile up to it and be good to go. But something like that, that was made out of, you know, stainless or something that would not be, you know, or something that was powder coated where it wouldn't be corroding. But I tell you what, there's a market out there for that because somebody hasn't really done that well yet.
Yeah, we actually are not. We have used, we do have a bracket that has been used in that application quite a bit. We just need to refine our marketing material for it.
Cool. Cool. Yeah.
We have, it's called the heavy duty floating shelf bracket. And it's very similar to that mantle bracket we talked about where it mounts the stud. And because all of our products are powder coated and painted, as long as there's no scratches on it and it's, you know, in good shape, it's going to last. Just, it's not going to rust or be corrosive. So we get a lot of people reaching out, saying that exact thing. Hey, I need something for my shower. I need something for, going to get wet, even sometimes outside, and you know our stuff can do it as long as you know it's not banged up, and you know it can do that. So yeah, we like and as you said, we need to refine our marketing material a little bit. So
there you go. I'm looking at it right now on your website. Yeah, I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm like, that'd do it.
So yeah, our brands are coated black. Right now, we're working on other colors, but right now with that powder coating, we've had our brackets used in all kinds of industrial applications, even rebuilding boat docks in saltwater areas to install houses suspending furnaces. So they are pretty universal.
Nice, guys. Nice. Well, see, now I even learned something. I love that when we're talking like this. So very cool. Well, guys, thanks for coming on today. You know, they can find you guys at rightonbracket.com, and we'll get you back on again here when we start doing some other stuff. I got to talk to you about my outdoor kitchen we're diving into because that's my next project, and maybe get you guys over here and take a look at it one of these days.
We'd love to do it. Again, thanks for having us on, Eric. Appreciate it. And if you never need us, just let us know. We're just down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
My pleasure, Eric. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, I've been at the Kitchen of Bass Show, Design and Construction Week, the International Builder Show as well. It has been a virtual world, and it's had its share of hiccups, but we've had a great time this week. And I wanted to share one last people that I talked to, Allside. And these guys are pretty cool. They do composite siding and windows. And let's jump out here with Andy and Susan and find out what's going on with them right now in some of their new innovative products. Let's just dive in. What's exciting and new for 2021 with you guys?
Andy, do you want to take this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think the most exciting thing is the continuation of the launch of Ascend Composite Cladding, which is, you know, our newest product to the market. Was just named most innovative building material by the IBS X. So pretty awesome award there. And then just continuing to build out our portfolio to help contractors, you know, build and grow their business.
Nice, man. So what makes that so innovative and exciting to win that award? Because that's a big deal.
It is, absolutely, yeah. Well, there's no other cladding like it on the market, right? So it's awesome because it accomplishes a lot of different things really in one package. It provides the beauty of real wood to homeowners, so it gives that nice real wood look that homeowners are demanding in the market with tall profiles, flat face. So homeowners get a great looking product that's on demand, is virtually maintenance free. So up until this point, obviously, there's only been some premium products on the market that could achieve that real wood look. And we're able to do it in a product that's more lightweight, easier and faster to install, and can come and hopefully, you know, it will be, you know, homeowners will receive it as, you know, a really great product that they love to enjoy to have on their home.
That's great.
I think another good point to thing to point out, or at least emphasize, it has really an industry leading lifetime limited warranty, which you don't really find with other similar cladding products. So really, that's just another thing for the value add to the homeowner. But then also installers can, you know, rest easy knowing that they're putting up a product that we're backing.
Nice. So. Yeah, that's a big deal because, you know, the warranties, if you look at the industry as a whole, is all over the place. And sometimes you get into those words of lifetime warranty and what's a lifetime warranty really? And you guys seem to have a really good grasp of that and, you stand behind it, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you also, the value to the homeowner is one part of it. So we wanted to make sure that we achieved that look of real wood for the homeowner. But we really wanted to also provide a product that was going to differentiate itself and provide a real value to the contractor themselves. So because Ascend is more lightweight and easier to handle, because it's an easier installation process overall, and because it achieves that real wood look that homeowners are demanding, it's able to be installed a lot faster than your other premium products on the market that are after that same kind of look of real wood. So we're able to really we're able to help installers of the product increase their sales, decrease their costs, and increase their productivity. So we're seeing a minimum of 10% lower total installed cost on the wall to the contractor who's installing Ascend to achieve that same real wood look on the house. So the reason why we say there's no other product like it on the market is because the end finished product itself to the homeowner has a look of real wood, is virtually maintenance free compared to competitive products out there on the market, but it's providing a real value to contractors because they can get it installed and on the wall twice as fast as any other competing product on the market.
10% is a big number. That's a big number when it comes down to install time. So that's a good thing.
Minimum.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, cool. And you guys do, outside of that, you guys dive into windows and patio doors and stuff too, don't you?
We do. Yep. Manufacturer of vinyl windows and patio doors.
Absolutely. So what's new with you? Anything in the window and door side that's going on right now that's new for you guys?
Yeah. So I don't know if you're familiar with full frame window replacements.
I am.
Yeah, so we have a new product that we launched, which is called the Mezzo Full Frame Replacement System, and it features a Trimworks product with Swift Lock. And basically what that enables contractors to do is those who are currently doing a full frame replacement system, once they get the window in and they reflash the new nail flange from the new existing new construction window that they install, which is our Mezzo window, then they're able to finish that gap, whatever gap is remaining from the siding. They're able to finish that with a nice snap-on piece that uses Swift Lock. So it's a nice secure piece, snaps on, and that we're finding is saving contractors anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes of install time just on the trim work around the window, and then the material savings of the cost of material. So the great thing about that is homeowners get the installation they deserve for their house, which is a watertight seal for their home. So and contractors can do right by their homeowners by doing the right thing. So we're seeing that, you know, contractors who have already bought into full frame replacement systems are gravitating toward a product because it's helping to save them time and money on the job. And then we're finding that there's new contractors who weren't doing full frame replacement systems, finding it that it's easier for them to get into doing that and offering that to their homeowners. So it's good stuff.
Makes sense, because you've always got that issue when you're flashing it correctly and stuff around there of trying to get that trim to look right, like it wasn't just somebody came in and slapped some new windows in there and you had to cover up the old trim. If you've got that to go in that way, that's a clean installation. And I was looking at some of your materials on that. It's a good looking unit. And man, I don't think it could be any easier, to be honest.
No, it's not. And that's really what these two latest innovations from outside aim to do, to make that installation easier and quicker for installers and, savings on time and materials, and then they can pass their savings on to their homeowners.
Yeah, that's great. And does that just snap on? Is that what that is? And so you got a real positive lock on that, or does that actually fasten on with a fastener? How does that trim kind of go onto that unit?
It literally snaps on. There's a hook on the back of it that snaps on to an accessory groove that's kind of built into our mezzo window. So it's hard to explain with hands, but it snaps on in less than 10 seconds, and you can walk away from it, and it's not going to blow off. It's on there.
That is awesome. That's a great innovation. That's fun. I have not seen that before out there in the marketplace.
Yeah, no, there's nothing really like that either, because, you know, a lot of competitor products fit into the accessory groove, as to whereas ours really snaps on around it and grabs it. So it's a tight lock there that other manufacturers don't have, because they don't manufacture their window in the same way.
That's smart. So what else do you guys have going on for this year? I mean, you guys have a deep website that with lots of different stuff going on there.
I think those two solutions are going to be a big area of focus for us this year. But some of the other things that we're featuring in our booth, which include our new Explorer color collection and black soffit, really just help to speak to the trends that we're seeing from homeowners, where, you know, the trends toward darker colored homes, you know, like, or even the farmhouse look with the white siding and the black trim and the black soffit. We have the full gamut of solutions, so that no matter what a contractor is looking to, you know, to purchase to fulfill that demand, we've got it all.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys have those, what I would call, really kind of on trend colors out there. Because that's one of the thing with, I would say that maybe some of the weak points of composites out there is that maybe there wasn't always the hot pink colors of the day were never really in the color palette, but you guys have got those, you know, that more contemporary look kind of covered with that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. One of the additional benefits of the color offerings through Ascend, it's built into the actual cladding product, so it'll never need repainted, whereas some fiber cement and other products on the market require that additional step or that maintenance. So
that's awesome. How old is your guys' product? I mean, I'm a Northwest guy, so I'm out here in Portland, Oregon. So, you know, we don't battle sun fading. We deal with, you know, mold, mildew, moss growing on things, where people maybe down in Southern California deal with it differently. How do you guys do up against that kind of stuff? Where there's such a mix of environmental impacts that you get on these products. How well does that hold up?
Andy, you want to take this one? We could talk about the GP squared technology.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you know, GP squared technology, as far as, you know, heat, you know, and you know, being able to handle that, you know, Ascend does a great job of being able to handle, you know, the heat, so it doesn't end up weaving or building on the wall. That's where we may find with, you know, composites, you know, other composites out there that don't have the same type of technology and the way that they're installed on the wall. You know, the way that we install, we're able to expand and contract with, you know, different types of varying heat temperatures that might take place. So we're able to work with the heat in that way and be a little bit more flexible. And then also, you know, the great thing about the graphite infused polystyrene that's also a part of the makeup is, while our product is going to stand up to, you know, the hotter temperatures, it's also going to help homeowners with a little bit of their energy costs, because it's an insulating product. So it's really hitting all the areas as far as being able to save homeowners on their energy bills a little bit, and also help contractors with lower costs for the installation. And then as far as just, you know, it's a non-moisture absorbing, you know, product. So that's one of the main things out there. A lot of the competing products, one of the issues they have is they can take on moisture. So there's a lot of different things you have to do to protect against that. So they have extra sealing that needs to be done, extra caulking that needs to be done, extra flashing that needs to be done. And all those extra steps in the installation there cost time and money. So we're removing all of that out of it with a non-moisture absorbing product, where you're not going to have, you know, mildew and mold and those types of issues.
Yeah, those end up being a big issue here, because up until this week here in our area, we've had, you know, inch of rain, couple inches of rain per week. And so it's been pretty wild. And that gets hard on some of those materials that love to take on a little bit of moisture because that's when the slime starts coming on in our neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, and then have you had the other issue with a lot of these products like FRC and engineered wood where they have to have maintain certain clearances from the ground, 6 inches right from the ground because of water that can build up there. So because Ascend doesn't carry those same, those traits, yep. it can be installed at grade and it's not gonna, you know, we're not fearful of water being absorbed into the product. So it can save obviously on warranty issues, callbacks for contractors, homeowners, frustrations with having to deal with those issues for their house, but also the extra trim for skirt boards and the costs that are associated with that, we eliminate that out of it as well. So that's where you get some of your lower total installed costs.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes down to installers and everybody in the trades out there, they want to get on, do a great job, and get off the job site and get over to the next one and not have to worry about callbacks due to materials and things like that. So,
right.
You know, the better products they start out using, the better chance they have of being successful with that install and putting in a product that's going to look beautiful as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's all the time we got for this week. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House with Eric G. We have had a crazy busy week, and this is just some of the stuff we've got coming up. Now, coming up in future weeks, we've got outdoor kitchens we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about decking. There's so many different things we're going to be talking about, thinking forward to spring. So stay tuned for that. Well, you know that music. I'm Eric G., and for Dane Vauder, you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.